Just up your end a little higher, James. That's it. Don't bump into that doorway, Frank. There. At last, you're home, Mary.
Oh, it's home. Don't make any noise, Donna. I must surprise him. Max will be so surprised.
But...
Donna, can't be quiet in the living room. Have him prepare the big chair for me.
All right, boys. Shh. Don't make so much noise.
Dear. At last.
Better pull the chair up closer to the table, where Mary can reach for things. That's tough. Now, make the chair comfy. Set it out and down. Say, that's a fortunate chair you have around, Mary. Don't see those old-fashioned chairs much anymore.
Oh, John. Home at last. Oh, how grateful I am.
Now, we'll have to put you in that chair. I think we ought to take you upstairs to the bedroom. Huh, Mary?
No, no, no. Don't make so much noise. No, Max will carry me up. He must be here someplace.
All right. Let it down easy, boys. There. All right, fellas. You may go now.
Oh, John. Funny, John. Where is everybody? The old one, the baby?
I don't know, Mary. Oh. Burberry. You have a...
Oh, I did so much want to surprise him. See if Max is upstairs. Maybe he can't hear us.
Max! Max!
I don't understand, John, why nobody's at home.
Well, Mary, you didn't exactly let him know you were coming home from the hospital. In fact... I still think you may be coming out too soon.
No, but I wanted to, John. I wanted so much to surprise him. I wanted to be home with the twins. And I wanted Max where he could come in and put his arms around me and talk to me often. Those resting hours made it hard for him at the hospital.
Yes, I know, but now Viola's probably out with the babies and Burberry's in the garage, possibly. Maybe Max hasn't come home from the bank yet.
Well, he must have. John, I feel so helpless lying here in this chair and the world going right on about its business.
Yes, I know how hard it is for an active person like you, Mary. Time does go faster for a person up on his feet than a man flat on his back. Ah, she'll be up on your feet soon, Mary. I know it. You have the grit.
Oh, I want to, John. I want to live and be happy, John. I never realized that before in my life until this time when I came so close to losing everything.
Yes, Mary, but you mustn't talk too much. Max will be here any moment now, I'm sure. And Mary, you mustn't let your feelings upset you. You need your strength to get well. And Jimmy and Susan are going to take a lot of it for their attention.
I guess I'm pretty much the baby this time, John.
Not a bit. You're the best patient I've ever had. And I could just keep right on taking care of you.
Oh, I must be patient. I counted so much on surprising you. I don't know where Max could be.
Mary, you mustn't keep thinking about it. Max will come home soon. You know, I'm a little dubious about you doing this. All this excitement and strain isn't good for you. You need quiet and rest for a while. Don't you think I'd better have the boys take you back to the hospital?
Oh, John, I promise I'll be ever so quiet. Yeah. Just let me stay here at home. I'll be as quiet as a mouse until Max comes.
That's a promise.
That's a promise.
Remember, Mary, you had a very narrow escape. You must be careful for at least another week. I'll be over every day to see you. No, I'd better get back to the clinic. I'll see if I can find Viola before I go.
Yes, John. Thank you so much.
Right.
I'll be all right here. And send Viola or Max right home to see Stephen.
Yes, Mary. Bye.
Bye.
Here. Hold that flashlight right down here, Daddy.
It's pretty dark here, Max.
Huh?
Yeah, how's that, Becky? Oh,
listen, don't worry about me, will you? Is the flashlight better for you? Can you see better?
Well, what you mean, Max?
Why, it's you that I want to see what I've discovered here. I already know.
I don't see nothing but the bare wall and a piece of black pipe.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
A fine Sherlock Holmes you'd make. Now, look again, will you?
What do you mean, me? Those chicken scratches down there?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
There's a hole in that pipe.
Well, wise guy, so you finally seen it, huh?
Hey, Max, he's been leaking here.
Huh?
Our spring's water's been leaking out. Why didn't Carter tell us his old pipe was leaking?
Yeah, why didn't he tell us a couple of other things about this basement, huh?
Well, looks like he tried to fix this hole. What's that white stuff?
Yeah, I'd like to know about that white stuff.
Mm. What do you suppose Carter was trying to do here, man?
You can bet it wasn't anything good. You didn't know about this part of the basement, did you, Daddy?
Well, I did when I had the hotel, but it's been years since I've been down here.
You ever have any pipes in here, then?
No. Sure, that's a fact. Carter's put these pipes through here since he took over.
Sure, of course he did. That's what he said that time at the meeting when he offered us the basement. Said that he laid pipes to the springs for his share of the water.
But I don't see why he brought the pipes through here.
Huh?
This is way out of the way of the main part of the hotel.
Hey, why do you suppose Carter does anything? Hey, look at that white powder again.
Mm-hmm.
It's scattered all around the wall, the ground. Now, what do you suppose that is, huh?
Must be chagrined to fix the pipe with me.
No, Daddy. Say, listen, ain't you got the sense of a donkey? That's new pipe. And new water pipe don't get holes in it right away.
Right, Mac.
Yeah.
Let's see that flashlight a minute.
Now, be careful. Mm-hmm. Don't bump your head on the back of them steps.
Say,
okay,
what's this?
Huh?
Mac, look at this.
What? Say, it's a can. Why, it looks like it's been fixed into a container with a valve on it.
Hey, there's some white stuff coming out. Be careful now. Don't get it on your shoes.
Hey, Daddy. Look. It's the same stuff like that white powder scattered around. Hey, look at this. Here. You see this?
Yeah.
That little valve fits right over the hole in the pipe. Here, like that. Now, when the water's turned on, the pressure forces it up into the can.
Hey, boy, are you smart.
Smart? Say, who can't see that?
Well, what you think, Max?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Daddy, I think that's the poison that nearly killed Mary.
Hey, I never thought of that.
Well, I did. I thought a lot about it. And I think somebody's going to pay for this, and pay plenty.
You mean
Carter. Benjamin Carter.
No, Max, don't rush off and do anything that's going to make you sorry later.
Now, listen, you leave that to me.
How do you find it, Mac?
Well, I got to thinking about Mary's sickness. I got to figure out how it happened. Yesterday, I was working around the bottling works to find out, and when I hears a noise coming from way off in this corner of the basement. I didn't think anything about it. Maybe a rat. Till I heard something fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been this can. I thought maybe somebody was snooping around a bottling works, and so I just moseyed over this way to find out. It was dark in here, and I didn't have no light.
Hey, well, wasn't you afraid of being conked over the head?
Say, listen, I've been in plenty of tough spots. I light a match, but I don't see nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see this white stuff scattered around and water leaking out of that pipe.
Good night's sake and holy moly. You must almost caught him red-handed trying to cover up the tracks.
Well, if my figuring is correct,
uh-huh.
They forgot to take away this evidence, a can, and scrape away the powder, see?
Mm-hmm.
When Mary got so sick, well, they got scared and took the first chance to come down here and clean up the evidence. But they didn't know about me being down here.
Mm-hmm. Then you suppose...
I don't suppose. I know, Pop. It's Carter.
Yeah, but you didn't see him, did you?
Hey, listen. Well, I got to get knocked over the head to figure a thing out?
Yeah, it don't make no difference, Max. You can't use calculations in court.
Listen, I ain't going to take it to court. I'm going to settle this myself.
No, Max, don't get your dander up. You got to be sure this is poison. What if it ain't poison and you rush out and do something crazy? What have you got to say then?
Listen, Pop, I ain't going to do nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Not until I find out a couple of things first. Here, you scoop up some of that white stuff with you in your hands, and then we'll find out.
See, I get a piece of paper.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be all right.
That's it. Sure.
And listen, Max, how do you expect to find these things out?
Listen, Pop, I'll have it sterilized, see? Or whatever Doc Benson says they do with this stuff when they find out what it ain't, see?
What do you do when you find out what it is?
Listen, Pop, when I find out what I think it is, I'm going to go over and settle accounts with a particular rat in this part of the country. Come on. Let's get out.
Just a minute, Max.
Huh?
Now, you listen to me.
Yeah?
No matter what this stuff is that you found here,
Don't you think of yourself. Think of Mary. And don't do anything that will make you sorry.
What have Max and Daddy found? Is it the poison that caused Mary's sudden and violent illness when she drank that toast of Stratford Springs water several weeks ago? Is it the drug we saw Carter and Miff working with in the basement before Max moved into the bottling works? This is certainly a serious thing, and Daddy is quite right. Max doesn't want to be hasty, for it is a job for the police, if it proves to be poison. It looks like our situation is getting down to serious points, and we're not surprised at all that Mary did not find Max there when she was brought home today. Listen tomorrow for the next episode in the life of Mary Southern, and learn what Max finds about this amazing discovery. Your hosts, the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.